As believers, the love of God is shed abroad in our hearts. You have God's faith because He's in you. Today on the Believer's Voice of Victory, Kenneth Copeland teaches how to let the Word of God get rooted in your heart and allow your faith to build.
Hello, everybody. Welcome to the Believer's Voice of Victory broadcast. I'm Kenneth Copeland. Let's have a word of prayer together. Father, we thank you today for this broadcast. Holy Spirit, you're our teacher, and we call upon you today to teach us and train us and give us insight and ideas and concepts of Jesus and knowing Him and walking with Him and all of these different things, and love, joy, peace, and goodness, gentleness, and all the fruit of the Spirit. And we praise you and thank you for it. In Jesus' name, amen. Praise the Lord. Thank you for joining us today. Let's go back to our scripture in Mark 11, 23, 24, and 25. Jesus saith unto them, have faith in God, or have the faith of God. For verily I say unto you, whosoever shall say unto this mountain, be thou removed, be thou cast into the sea, shall not doubt in his heart or in his inner man, but shall believe. Believe what, Brother Jesus? Believe that those things which you say shall come to pass. Then he shall have whatsoever he saith. Therefore I say unto you. Now notice, he told them to say it, now he's saying it. I say unto you that what things soever you desire when you pray, believe that you receive them, and you will have them. Now, the Son of the living God made that statement there, yeah, but it don't work for me. Well, now, come on. Now, don't be talking like that. Don't be saying that kind of thing. You've got to stand right up in Jesus' face and say, sir, you know, I all due respect, you lied about this because this don't work for me. That is so big. That is so serious in your own life. You just swung the door open for the devil to just run over you and everything you have. Amen. Because it's going to take the faith-filled love to cast him out, and you just said it doesn't work. Anyway, here we go. And when you stand praying, forgive if you have aught against any, that your Father also, which is in heaven, may forgive you your trespass. Now, Jesus just told us exactly how the faith of God works. Exactly. This is the way it works all the time, every time. This is the way it works. Then he told you the thing that will hinder, stop it, and cut it off in your life is not being forgiving. You study the rest of the Bible, there's tons in here that I don't know, but I've learned a little bit, and I've not been able to find anything else that Jesus talked about being a hindrance to your faith, except that right there, not being a forgiving heart. Amen. Now, we talked about Romans 12:3. Let's look at that once again. And for I say, through the grace given unto me to every man that is among you, not to think of himself more highly than he ought to think, but to think soberly according as God has dealt unto you and every other person that's born again the measure of faith. Every person that accepted Jesus as Lord and Savior got exactly the same measure of faith. And it's the faith of God. It is the faith of Jesus. It is His faith, and it works. But you have to work it His way because it's His faith. Amen. And he didn't put those the laws of faith out there just to make it hard to handle. No, those are laws that govern it. That's the way it works. It's a powerful, creative, spiritual force, and there, it has governing laws about it, just like gravity has governing laws about gravity and other physical laws and so forth. Same thing is true in the realm of the Spirit. Now then, I want us to go again to 2 Corinthians 5:17. Therefore, if any man, of course, let me reiterate, when the Bible talks about man, it's the, look it up for yourself. Look up the word that was translated man. It's not talking about male gender. It's talking about mankind. In the Bible, women are called sons of God. There is this inner man, the spirit man, the real you, has no male or female gender. So, now notice this, again, any person, let's say it like that. If any person be in Christ, he is a new creature. Old things are passed away. And behold, all things are become new, and all things are of God. All right, now let's go back over here to Romans chapter 5. And notice in the 5th verse, "And hope maketh not ashamed, because the love of God is shed abroad in our hearts by the Holy Ghost, which is given unto us." So you not only have a measure of faith, but you've got the love of God. That's Him. That's Him Himself. Well, certainly you've got His faith in there because He's in there. Glory to God. Whoa. Praise God. I mean, were you like me right then? Your lightning fast mind just grabbed hold of that? Yeah. Amen. I'll tell you, it's more like your heart and your spirit and then grabbed hold of it. Absolutely. Let's go over now to 1 John. And let's look in 1 John chapter 4. And let's read with the 16th verse. Are you there? 1 John 4:16. "And we have known and believed the love that God hath to us. God is love." Say it out loud. God is love. God doesn't have love. He is love. Glory to God. Say it again. God is love. God doesn't have love. He is love. Now, I want you to listen to me very, very carefully. We'll refer to this more this week, most likely. There's nothing, no thing, nothing, zero. There's nothing you can do to cause God to love you any less. Now, there's things you can do to hurt Him. There's things you can do to grieve Him. There's things you can do that cause Him a lot of trouble and a lot of heartache, but He still loves you. There's nothing you can do that would cause Him to love you anymore. He loves you with all He is, and He is love. I want you to spend some time meditating on that. The more that grows in you. You see, the Bible said God died for the ungodly. I mean, He loved us while we were no goods. I mean, we were worth nothing to Him, and He loved us with all of Himself. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Now, God is love. We have known and believed the love that God hath to us. God is love, and he that dwelleth in love dwelleth in God, and God in him. Herein is our love made perfect or matured or grown, that we may have boldness in the day of judgment. Because as He is, so are we in this world. There is no fear in love. Well, of course not. There's no fear in God. Begin to renew your mind, and you'll have to practice this because we're not used to it. You have to practice. I mean, back when before I made Jesus the Lord of my life, and just a few months before I met Gloria, I made the stupid, demonic statement, I don't believe God is real. I don't believe love is real. If it is, I'm probably not capable of it because of the bitterness and the deep root of bitterness that was in my life. Well, of course, that's an ungodly statement. Don't believe God is real. Are you kidding me? God is love. You don't get any more real than that. But see, my sick mind was all full of torment because of some things we won't get into. But here's the thing I wanted you to see. The moment that I laid eyes on Gloria Jean Neese, just suddenly I knew. I mean, I knew. I fell in love with her. I mean, I'd never loved anybody or anything in that same category, in that same way. I was just consumed with it immediately. And that, I mean, there went my stupid theory that love isn't real. And if it is, I'm not capable of it because, boy, I'm telling you, when the real thing come on the scene, whoa, it just consumed me. And then we got married 6 months later. And then 6 months after we got married, both of us accepted Jesus as Lord and Savior. So you might say, from the day I met her, 1 year from then, so you see what happened? That the Spirit of God began to lead me because love had come into my life. Anyway, that, and we might talk about that later, but I wanted you to get a hold of this fact, and you have to train yourself to think like this. And you have to do it on purpose. You have to say it and say it and say it. God is love. God is love. When you say love, you say God. When you say God, you say love. Oh, praise God. I just said praise love. Oh, praise the love. I just said praise God. You see what I'm saying? And as you practice that, in the beginning, God created the heavens and the earth, okay? In the beginning, love created the heavens and the earth. See what I'm talking about? To renew your mind. This is a reason you ought not be talking about loving things. You know, it degrades the word love to love. The word love in the English language is a slang word, and it's a very bad slang word. Oh, didn't you love that pizza last night? No, I didn't love the pizza. I might have enjoyed it, but I didn't love it. And when you begin to correct yourself like that, you begin to get a higher revelation of God is love. God is love, and love is God, and we love His people, and we love His Word, and we love His, we love to be in His presence and so forth. But it isn't that I love my new shirt. No, I enjoy my new shirt. I like it, and I thank God who is love that got it for me. Praise God. Amen. And I love the partners that paid for it too. Praise God. I can tell you that. But you see, We've been so loose with it, we had absolutely no revelation of Himself being love at all. Zero. Now, but we're changing that, right? We have known. Now, that word known there in the Greek text is the same word that is used, and a man knew his wife. It means intimate relation. It means intimate contact. In some places, translated intercourse. It means very intimate relation, or as close as you can get. We have known and believed the love that God has to us. Now, when did you know the love of God? Well, of course, the moment you accepted Jesus as your Lord and Savior, I mean, you came in very intimate contact with the Father, who dropped the faith on the inside of you, His faith, His Word, His life, His goodness, His love, His everything came on the inside of you, and He just gave Himself to you. Oh, what a moment. And the more you stay in the Word, and particularly if you get in and begin to meditate on the love of God, who is love, who is God, who is love, who is God, who is love, who is God, and you begin to worship the Lord, and you begin to look, oh, this is the Word of love. Well, Brother Coleman, I thought it was a word of faith. It is, but it's the Word of God, who is love. Amen. And when little Mary said, be it done according to me according to your word. Well, what is His word? That's the word of love. That word of love sown into little Mary's womb became the seed that gave Jesus, who is the Son of love, His very own body that He would sacrifice because of His love for you and me. My. Well, what is it? The word of love. What is it? The word of faith. What is it? The word of God. Is it a word of death? No, it's a word of life. Is it a word of depression? No, it's the word of joy. Is it the word of doubt? No, it's the word of faith. Glory to God. It's the word of love. Hallelujah. And love would never give you doubt. Love would never give you sickness. Love would never give you poverty. Love gave you Himself. Hallelujah. And He is our life. Glory to God in our deliverance. Now, so notice, we've known and believed the love. Now, born again Christian people, people that know Jesus, I mean, they know Him and they believe in Him and so forth. But now when it comes to believing the love, it's a little different thing. You ask 100% of us. I don't care where you find them. I don't care in what denomination. I don't care where you stop them on the street. Do you believe God loves you? Oh, yes, Brother Copeland. Oh, yes, of course. You know, God loves us. Oh, yes, He loves us. Really? I'm talking about believing the love. I'm talking about exercising faith in the love. I'm not talking about mentally agreeing that He loves us. I just don't understand it. Don't you care, Lord? I mean, let that happen to me. Don't you care? Does that sound like you believe the love? No, you believed a lie. Do you remember on His very own staff, He was asleep in the back of the boat. He said, go to the other side. They ran into a storm. They woke Him up and said, don't you care? We're dying here. They didn't believe the love. Let that soak in a little bit. Because everybody in this room and everybody out there watching has done this very same thing. Well, what do? You begin to feed that love and you begin to develop it. And the more you feed it and the more you say it and believe it in your heart and say it with your mouth, God loves me. So when you look at it again from Mark 11:22, have faith in God. Okay, but what about have faith in the love? Believe in that love. Have faith in it. I believe He loves me. I don't care how much it looks otherwise. I don't care what the devil's saying to me. I don't care what my mind is saying to me. I just said it, and I just said it, and I just said it, and it didn't come to pass. And I don't know why. It just looks to me like He could just do it. It just looks like He could just do it here. You're not talking love. No, you're talking doubt and unbelief, and you're accusing the Master Himself, the one who gave Himself to you, the one that said, believe you receive, and you shall have them. Don't start that. Yeah, but. I mean, anyway, have faith in love. Now, go with me to the 13th. Tim, how much time we got? We got time to get this in. Yeah, just barely. Go with me to the Gospel of John. And you use faith with this just like you do everything else. Let's look in the 13th chapter of John. God loves me. I believe it in my heart, and I say it with my mouth, and I don't say anything else. God loves me. I said, God loves me. I have a measure of His faith, and I have Him who is love. Glory to God. And I know, and I believe it in my heart, and I say it with my mouth, Jesus loves Kenneth Copeland. He loves me. Amen. I said He loves me. Now, notice this in the 13th chapter of John, and let's look in the 23rd verse. Now there was leaning on Jesus' bosom one of the disciples whom Jesus loved. I want you to notice John, who's called the Apostle of Love, John, who wrote 1 John, the most revealing book in the Bible about the fact that God is love and the functioning of His love, continued to call himself the disciple that Jesus loved. What's he doing? He's confessing that with his mouth. He heard Jesus teach on Mark 11, 22, and 23, and 24, and 25. He believed it, and he used it, and he did it. Look in the 19th chapter. He did the same thing again in 19:26. Now there stood by the cross of Jesus his mother and his mother's sister, Mary the wife of Cleophas, and Mary Magdalene. When Jesus therefore saw his mother and the disciple standing by whom he loved, he said to his mother, Woman, behold thy son. Are you seeing it? One more here. In the 20th chapter and the 2nd verse, then in John chapter 20, then she runneth and come to Simon Peter and to the other disciple whom Jesus loved. John's talking about himself. And then in chapter 21, verse 7, and therefore that disciple whom Jesus loved said to Peter, you see what he's doing? In his writing, he keeps referring to that. He keeps talking to himself. He's, Jesus loves me. Jesus loves me. Say it. Jesus loves me. Put your own name in there. Jesus loves Kenneth. I'm telling you, Jesus loves Kenneth. Jesus died for Kenneth. Jesus was raised from the dead for Kenneth because he loves him. Jesus gave Kenneth a measure of his faith because he loves him. Jesus healed him because he loved him. Praise God. Can you see it? I'll just do it all day long together. All day long together. You and your wife or you and your husband are watching this today or some good friend, just say it all day. Hey, girl, do you know Jesus loves you and he loves me? Oh, he loves me. You know what? I'm the disciple that he loves. No, I'm the disciple that he's loved. No, I am the disciple that he loved. Jesus loved me. Just walk around the room saying, God loves Kenneth. God loves Kenneth. And the devil will get where he doesn't bombard your brain anymore trying to, he don't care nothing about you. Your wife don't care nothing about you. Your dog got to where he don't hate you. I mean, he hates you. Well, just tell him if flat where he can go with that. You understand me? I'll be back in just a moment.
Limitless, boundless, endless, inexhaustible. God is love. Like a flood moving great boulders or a river carving a great canyon, so does God's love toward us remove apathy, fear, failure, and doubt. In their 365-day devotional, Limitless Love, Kenneth and Gloria Copeland invite you to become equipped with the Word of God. God's love is in every verse of the Bible and will teach you how to handle every situation. Ground yourself in the love that knows no bounds and fuel your faith every day. God so desires to get His blessing into your life. The more you discover the breadth and length and depth and the height of His love, the greater your capacity to receive all He has for you. The obstacles that block your purposes are removed. The gifts stocked up inside you are released, and you will see His great plans for your life fulfilled. His love always makes a way.
Unlock the unlimited power of God in your life. Request your free Limitless Love devotional by Kenneth and Gloria Copeland and supercharge your faith with God's love every day. Visit our website, kcm.org/TV special, or call 800-600-7395 and ask for the Limitless Love devotional free from Kenneth Copeland Ministries. Offer good for 60 days.
Now, this is what I want to send to you free. Limitless love. Discover the love that knows no bounds and fuels your faith every day. Faith worketh by love. You remember that? Now, 365-day devotional. Now, I just turned to this today, and I really do like it. Love does no harm to a neighbor. The King James says, love does no ill to its neighbor. Who is your neighbor? Your neighbor is the person who's near you at the moment. When you're standing in line at the ball game, your neighbor is the man standing in front of you whom you elbowed out of the way to get a better seat. When you're waiting for a parking lot at the grocery store, your neighbor is the person in the car who swerved around you and took the place you've been waiting for. Oh, oh yeah. Boy, this is starting to meddle, isn't it? But now you see, when you're so well aware of it all the time, when you start your day off forgiving the guy in the parking lot before you ever leave the house, amen, you're developing, feeding your faith on the love of God and feeding the love of God with your faith on the Word. And I'll send it to you. And like I said, postpaid. And like Keith Moore says, no expense, no excuse, brother. Amen. Hallelujah. Go to kcm.org and we'll send it right to you. Father, thank you today. Thank you for loving us. And I pray for all of my partners throughout this world. I pray for all of them in Eastern Europe, Western Europe, all around the equator and from the top of the world to the bottom and everywhere. And I bless you and I thank you, Father, for blessing and taking care of them. In Jesus' name, see you tomorrow. Jesus is Lord.
Kenneth Copeland Ministries is here for you. Watch the Believer's Voice of Victory anytime on our website, kcm.org. Remember to download your free copy of the study notes at kcm.org/notes. You'll have access to all the scriptures, prayers, and key teaching points for each of the broadcasts. Continue to grow in the Word with this week's product offer. Be sure to order yours today. Expect the fabulous outpourings from heaven this year.